What musical band from your playlist embarrasses you?
I love my music and to play it all the time. I am DJ Nagasaki when I take over the party, because I explode myself for your amazement. But I will not play R. Kelly, because he rapes girls, even though I enjoy so many of the sweet loving songs, like Happy People, Love Signals, and I'm Fucking You Tonight.
Describe with plenty of details your first sexual experience. Please put special attention in sensations, color of the light, texture of the cloth, humidity factors. Describe noises, cardiac rhythm, and olfactory stimulus.
When I was in first grade, I loved the neighbor girl. We hid together in hot cabinets when our mothers came. She always asked to see my privates. She would giggle and tease me to pull my zipper down to her delight. She wanted it so badly, I remember feeling. In my room, I would lay down in my wood frame bed, on my cool and pillowy Sesame Street comforter, hands folded behind my head, and she would snap open my magnetic eyes-odd belt buckle and wait on edge. My heart beat so strong. I would always hear my mother coming from the creaking floor. What a fun game, her wanting me so badly. One day I closed my bedroom door. She was on her knees folding my clothes into the drawers of my bed frame. You keep it so messy, she said. I said, I am ready to show you. I dropped my corduroys to my knees and showed myself. She did not look happy. I asked her to touch it. I thought she couldn't wait. She took her hands from my clothes and covered her eyes. I said, just look at it. I apologized that it was so big or weird, that it was not usually like this, that if she gives me a moment it will go back to normal. I asked her to please, just touch it once. She said, my mother told me to never get involved with sex.
Who is the most annoying family member and why?
The most annoying member of my family by far is my father. He first annoyed me when I was 5 years old. Ronald McDonald visited my school for family day. I loved Ronald McDonald and had always wanted to meet him and Grimace. However, all was not well. The man who appeared in my school gym was an impersonator. I did not want to meet him at all. Yet my annoying father brought us together and spoke for me with great warmth and enthusiasm. He told the imposter, he's been wanting to meet you for a long time. I smiled politely while I screamed inside. I wanted to meet the real Ronald McDonald, not some man in a yellow clown costume. I knew that this fake Ronald McDonald knew that he was not the real Ronald McDonald. My father was always doing nice things for me. It was so annoying. Buying me things, telling me I could have whatever my heart desires. Air Jordans. Playboys. Always asking to kiss me on the notes. Just one hug, he would ask. Can I pat you? He would pick me up in his cherry black Cadillac just to drive a half block. It was so annoying. But the most annoying thing he did was choke to death on a piece of steak at his favorite place. The paramedics revived him too late, and he had to die again in the hospital. I sat with him 4 days off life support, and the moment I stepped out for a warm meal, he died, finally. I told him he is so impatient.
Describe the part of your body that make you feel very proud.
I am most proud of my legs. My legs are powerful, thick, and shapely in a sexy way. You might be surprised how good they are for swimming and leg things in general. Sometimes I stand on one leg just to show how strong they are. I think my legs are my favorite body part of all.
Tell me, while revived, the cruelest act or attitude you had towards someone. Tell me, if you've repented, and what form had your repentance?
The cruelest attitude I have had is toward children, two of my nephews. They are autistic and come from a troubled home. Their mother is morbidly obese, covered in sores, and of slight mind. The father smokes cigarettes and plays video games all day and locks the refrigerator door. The children go hungry and unbathed. My cousin might die before they are grown, and where will they go? Not with us, I said. I have repented. I am so sorry to have felt this way so stridently. I will welcome the children as my own.
When you had your heart broken, the last time that happened, how happened? Which cycles of misery or distress or sadness you went through. List, in order of appearance, your feelings at a time like this.
I was careless with my great love, and pushed her away saying the worst phrases, after asking for everything. I have broken only one heart in my lifetime, and it is my greatest regret, and would be obscene to detail. In order of appearance, the feelings were like this. Freedom, shame, regret, love, all over again.
Sea or mountain? Coffee or tea? Wine or beer? Up or down?
Sea, coffee, wine, up.
Do you have any mania, insanity, desire? What produces you anxiety? What causes you morbid interest?
I have a fat mania and feel like I am always becoming fatter and fatter and fatter, and my face becomes uglier and uglier, and that my eyes are strained with malaise, and my bad deeds contort me so that I am crooked like two similar people put together who do not exactly match. My anxiety is for all the wasted time or energy being angry or jealous, drunk, or masturbating, asleep, or not sleeping. My best happiness causes me my greatest sadness. Any bright day or pleasantry, or driving down the sunshine street towards some disastrous crash.
What do you have faith for?
People.
How would you describe the sea to a blind man? How would show your face?
We would swim in the sea like natural and nonchalant persons. I would show my face underwater.
This is my last question. How would translate this, the gravity of matters in which context you will interpret? Is it gravity? Is it heaviness? Explain to me, please.
I translate this as graveness. That which is serious, dangerous, and entrenched in death. That which is engraved in memoriam, and bound to life by the movement of the earth, the sun, the moon, and how we all succumb to them. A ton of bricks falls more serious than a ton of feathers.
The closure. Please, explain, clear up, decide, think aloud. You are touching the words, let me hear you from above, from this particular little universe that we have created. You have 140 characters for seduce me.
I think it is nice to be honest with fun and howl to you, together, or whomever is sympathetic to the moon, and listen back to howling, 8 row.